Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Edwards, to the site of the London 2012 Games. I've been a regular visitor here since work began in 2007, and I can hardly believe my eyes at the transformation that has occurred over the last few years. London's creating the most exciting and accessible games ever, and we hope they'll be the most sustainable games possible too, and I'm really proud to be part of it. I want to help bring you closer to the venues as they near completion, ready for test events to begin, and to tell the story of London 2012 and its legacy. You'll see lots of images on your screen too, how the venues will look when they're finished, and key moments in their construction so far. As you can see, what had become a largely overlooked area on the industrial edge of London is being transformed into a radically different landscape. The Olympic Park is already a landmark on the London skyline, and every month around 10,000 people are coming to see for themselves. And for everyone who visits, from athletes to broadcasters, local people to international VIPs, actually seeing the site really brings home the excitement. Here is our very own Paralympian, basketballer Adi Adepitan.
I grew up in this area and I know what it was like before all of this happened. And yeah, I feel really proud that we're now the centre of attention and the people in East London have got an opportunity to watch great sport. No, it's awesome.
After the Games is gone, hopefully it will inspire a lot of the youngsters and kids in that area to get involved in some kind of sport. Sport's a good way to get people together.
Infectious enthusiasm there from Phillips Idowu. A good place to start the tour today is to look at a map of the site for a great overview of the whole Olympic Park. You'll find one here on the Greenway. Look for a large, curved board at the end of the lime green arcade next to the view tube, heading towards the Olympic Stadium.